from CNN Health. So I don't usually review stories from CNN, but I thought this one would be entertaining as it's about relationships. And you know, CNN is a primarily left-wing outlet. And part of their job is to continually push stories, to push ideas that will destroy the family, destroy relationships between men and women, and create as much angst and friction between the sexes as humanly possible. And there were only two of them, by the way. Men and women. Fuck you and your pronoun bullshit. So, Americans less likely to have sex and partner up and get married than ever before. Yeah? Yeah, I know. They finally observed something and commented on it correctly. But of course, you know, I have no idea what their interpretation of this might be, how they might view this, what spin they might put on this, and what they might give insofar as reasons for why this is happening. I'm sure they'll be 100% wrong in their interpretation. But anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill in your face nature of my content, please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest you, at the very least, follow me on Twitter and Facebook so you can be kept abreast of any new content that I post to my BitChute channel, which is where all of my content eventually ends up in edited form. That is bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Also, on my website at TheRealistPhilosopher.com, in the middle of the page, you will find quite a few off-show services that I offer in the form of philosophical services. You might want to check that out. And at the bottom of my webpage at TheRealistPhilosopher.com, you will find not one, not two, but three donation options if you would like to contribute to my continued content creation. So go check it out, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Anyhow, back to the story. So Americans are less likely than ever to have sex, partner up, and get married than ever. Now, so women are more likely than ever to have sex. You're just talking about men. So men are less likely to have sex. Both men and women are less likely to partner up. That's true. And get married. Which actually may not be the case, because women quite often are getting married multiple freaking times and you know, then divorced. So at that time, of course, they are not married anymore. But no, it's men are less likely to be partnering up and getting married and having sex than women are. It's not an even split down the middle. It's not equal the way that this headline is trying to imply. But anyway, CNN, Valentine's Day is a day of love. Is it? I mean, men don't give a fuck about it. It's only women that care about it. A special day on which we're supposed to make sure that those around us know how much we care about them. No. We're supposed to let women know how much they care about, that we care about them, because women don't do jack shit on Valentine's Day to tell us how much we care. They care for us. Generally speaking, that's the case. When are women buying flowers and fancy meals and planning, you know, extravagant and detailed dates? Never. Women don't do that. Men do that. But on this day when Cupid is supposed to strike us with his arrow, that's not... No. Cupid is already struck with the arrow, and you're taking out the person that you're already dating. What do you mean? The arrow has already struck. Otherwise, you wouldn't be out with somebody else on Valentine's Day. But anyway. I mean, unless you've just met. But on this day when Cupid is supposed to strike us with his arrow, there are several reasons to think love, which is total bullshit, by its many definitions, isn't what it once was in the United States, for better or for worse. What do you mean, many definitions? No, there's one definition for love. You leftists have just, you know, taken the word and bastardized it and created all these differing definitions because you want to gaslight the fuck out of everybody and get them to believe that things that aren't actually love are love, like polyamory. Yeah, bullshit. Yeah, okay, so indeed, here are four potentially troubling statistics and one potentially positive sign about love in the U.S. By its many definitions. There's one definition for love. Okay? That's it. All right? It's a deep appreciation for the virtues in others, generally because they either closely match with our own or because of a deep appreciation we might have for those virtues because they might be lacking in us, which would mean that that relationship's not going to work out because you two are not going to mesh, but it's based on virtue. Okay? Virtue, which is the currency of a relationship. That's it. Now, notice I'm talking about romantic love, love between unrelated people. I'm not talking about like love between a mother and a son or a father and a daughter. That's a different dynamic. But anyway, we're at a 30-year low for sex. Yeah. Well, men are, not women. Women want to have sex. All they're going to do is, you know, hey, poon is available. There'll be a line around the fucking block. No, 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 no. It's men who are at a 30-year low for sex. 26% of American ages 18 and up didn't have sex once over the past 12 months. Bullshit! Who are you talking to? A bunch of lying broads. How many 18-year-old virgins are there out there? Get the fuck out of here. That's a lie. The women are lying. The dudes are telling the truth, though. According to the 2021 General Social Survey, lies. You might think this is just a pandemic effect, but it's part of a long-term trend. Lies. You mean men. It's men who are age 18 who haven't had sex in the past 12 months, not women. The 2 years with the next highest percentage of adults saying they didn't have sex, you just said 18 and up. Oh, 18 and up. Now, how many of those are... Oh, I guarantee you the majority of those 18-year-olds are men, not women. Okay, so they're not making a delineation. They're mixing the men and the women together. I guarantee you 80-plus percent of those numbers are men, not women. Anyway, the story continues. Last year's survey was also the first time that the percentage of Americans who had sex once a month or less topped 50%. In 1989, 35% of American adults had sex once a month or less. Some of this has to do with fewer people getting married and an aging population. But that doesn't explain all of it. So, number one, it has nothing to do with... people not getting married anymore, you have less sex when you're married, not more. So that's all the bullshit. You're just conflating the numbers and reporting both men and women as a single group when the vast majority of people who are not having sex are actually men. Women are having more sex than ever. Are you fucking kidding? They're on Tinder. They're on Plenty of Fish. They're on whatever other fucking apps there are. I don't know. I don't use these fucking apps. But they're out there banging and clanging, yo. What are you talking about? This is total bullshit. Total bullshit propaganda. Total nonsense. We don't want you to know what whores women are. How much sex they're actually getting. We don't want you to think less of the women, so we're going to take the men and the women and throw them into one big bowl and mix them all up and then misrepresent the numbers. Yeah. Among married couples under the age of 60, 26% had sex once a month or less. In 2021, in 1989, it was 12%. Now, but that's because so few people are married now. that's why. Yeah. Anyhow, the story continues by saying, among married couples under the age of 60, 26% had sex once a month or less. So I had sex once a month in 2021. In 1989, it was 12%. The 1980s were better for sex. Well, men had more testosterone then. The global elites and their government puppets weren't doing all they could to castrate men and turn them into estrogen-charged pussies controlled by their emotions. Yeah, we're at a 30-year low for living together. Why, are you surprised? Are you surprised that it being a net negative for men to live with a woman, to marry a woman, has led to people being shacked up less? It's not just about sex. Some 62% of Americans ages 25 to 54 lived with a partner or were married, according to a 2021 Pew Research Center study of 2019 U.S. Census Bureau data. This included 53% who were married and 9% who were cohabitating. That's well below the 71% of couples who lived together in 1990, with 67% married and 4% cohabitating. Well, you know, the government, the global elites, the big bankers that print the money, they're doing a great fucking job destroying relationships between men and women. That much better to control the sheeple and turn them into useful tax chattel idiots. You might think the growing share of unmarried people living without a spouse is due to rising education levels among women. That's a lot of it. Women are making more money, they're getting more education, they're graduating university at a much higher rate than men are. By the way, you don't hear women yammering about that inequality. Yeah. Yet another example of how feminism is in no way, shape, or form about creating equality, but female superiority. Yeah, who don't need the financial support of a man? That's true. That's absolutely true. Now, of course, CNN is going to try to convince you that's not the case, even though that's the case. Just how you know this fucking article is pure propaganda. Well, I mean, you know that because it came out of CNN. Everything that comes out of CNN is propaganda. The statistics tell a different story, though. Really, show them to me. Show them to me, bitch! Don't just say it! Better educated people and higher wage earners are the most likely to live with a partner or be married. That's a lie. That's not true. If men make more money, they're going to be less likely to be married because women are giving it up to those high earners so they don't have to get married. And women, if they make a lot of money, they're not going to marry a dude on average who makes less than them. So, no, you're totally completely wrong. The statistics say better educated people and higher wage earners are the most likely to live with a partner or be married. That is a lie. Show me the statistics. Show me the cherry-picked statistics. A lot of people won't get married if they don't think it's financially feasible, according to Pew polling. Women who can't find a man who makes enough money, which proves my point and disproves yours, where you say that people aren't getting together because women are making more money and therefore they won't settle for a dude that makes less. You just disproved your own fucking lie. And prove my point. There's also been a higher increase in unmarried men living alone. Yeah, that merited its own paragraph. Oh, yeah. That needs special attention. How dare these evil men live alone and not, shower a woman with their resources. So an increase in unmarried men living alone, 10 points. Then women, 7 points compared to the 1990 baseline, of course. That's less advantageous to live with a woman. It's far less advantageous. There's too many risks. Too many possible consequences involved, and men are starting to wake up to that fact, hence why you need to create propaganda articles like this to try and tell us otherwise, but you give no evidence. You just make a claim and then no evidence. What's your evidence? Oh, unnamed sources, the dirt dirt. Yeah. Partnership is at a low, not just marriage. Well, first of all, partnership is bullshit. Marriages are not partnerships, okay? It's a contract. Even in a contract, even in a business, you got a president and a vice president. Okay? You can't have two presidents. Then nothing gets done, and the two presidents are always butting fucking heads. It just doesn't work. Could it just be the case that people are still in relationships but don't want to be tied down by either living together or being married? Yes. But the statistics suggest something else is cooking. Well, I can tell you what else is cooking. Men are starting to wake up. Men are starting to wake up to the bad deal that is cohabitation, having kids with chicks, and getting married to them. That there's nothing in it for them. That's what's happening. The General Social Survey has, on and off since 1986, asked participants whether they had a study partner. This past year, 30% of adults ages 25 to 54, the same age bracket as the Pew study, indicated that they did not have a study partner. Of course not. Of course not. The broads won't date the dudes because they don't make enough money. And because they become alpha widows who have been banged and clanged by a 10 a few times on Tinder. So now that's all they'll settle for. And the dudes, well, they're getting ignored by all the broads because all the broads are paying attention to just the top 10% who they think they can snag with their poons, but they're sorely mistaken. In 1986, it was 20%. In fact, the percentage of 25 to 54-year-olds who said they didn't have a steady partner never topped 23% prior to the 2010s. Well, the efforts of you Marxist feminists have been in overdrive of late. It's been 25% or above in every survey since. Well, you're achieving your goals, destroying the family. So you can bring down Western civilization and make us all slaves. Interestingly, as the population ages and more baby boomers have gotten above age 55, the percentage of older folks in a relationship has stayed fairly steady. Yeah, because they're all of a generation before the feminist mumbo-jumbo claptrap took full control of Western civilization. In the mid-to-high 60s on average. Yeah. Once they're all dead, though. Oh, watch the percentage of people who are not in a relationship skyrocket further. Way above 25%. That means this trend towards singledom is more about young people than older people. Yeah. It's the same with sex. Yeah, but those young people are getting older. And the statistics are not going to be the same for them when they get older. I guarantee you, the people now who are in the 30s and 40s, what is that? The millennials or the Generation Z? I don't know what the fuck. People born after 1982 or something. Well, in 20 years, those people, a lot more of them are going to be single in their 60s than people in their 60s are now. Many Americans won't get their partner card for Valentine's Day. Of course, the reason love is on my mind is that today is Valentine's Day. Love is supposed to be in the air. Yeah, right. In this feminist dystopia, you people in the media and academia and the government have created. A 2022 Monmouth University poll found, however, that a mere 55% of Americans in relationships usually receive a Valentine's Day card. Well, maybe they didn't deserve it. Maybe their partner didn't think they deserved a Valentine's Day card. You ever think of that? No! I have a poon, and I have a partner! So I automatically deserve something. Does the man? No. Notice, by the way, that they don't give you a split between men and women. I.e., how many women aren't giving men a card as compared to how many men are giving women cards. I guarantee you that the majority of that 55% number is probably women not giving men cards. But they know you're going to assume it's the evil, horrible, insensitive man is not giving a card. Once again, it's among the younger generation where love seems to be less in the air. I wish you'd stop using that word. It's not love, it's lust. Young people these days don't know what love is. They haven't got a fucking clue. The clear majority, 64% of Americans ages 55 and older, who are in a relationship say they usually get a card from their partner. Aha. The women. The other 36% are men complaining that their wives are not getting them a card. Of course not. Of course they're not. They're men. Nobody cares about them except them. This drops to 57% among those ages 35 to 54, and a mere 41% in my age bracket, 18 to 34. Boo diddly fucking who. Again, they're not giving you a breakdown by sex, by gender. Of course not. Because this whole article would reflect women in a very poor light if they did that. It shouldn't be that hard to do a Valentine's Day, right? Our partner, stop using partner! Can you say significant other? Relationships are not partnerships. They're not meant to be partnerships. That's a feminist idea. And we've seen what that's done to fucking Western civilization. Not much. Well, it has done a lot, but in the negative. It's destroyed it. Our partners really don't want that much from us. That's true if you're a man. If you're a woman, you'll want everything. Just 4% want an expensive gift more than anything else for Valentine's Day. More than 4%, believe me. The majority across age brackets yearn for a simple gift like chocolates or to spend the night at home with their partner doing a favorite activity. Bullshit. Bullshit. If women are saying that, they're lying. If there is one good thing about declining marriage and partner rates, it's that it seems less people are less likely to run headlong into a marriage that has a high probability of failing. Yeah, the divorce rate is dropping. That's only because less people are getting married. Less people are getting married, but the people that aren't married, more of them are getting divorced than any time in fucking history, okay? The rate of divorces and annulments was at its lowest level this century. In 2019, according to the CDC-NCHS National Vital Statistics System, there were 2.7 divorces and annulments per 1,000 people in a population. That's down from 4 per 1,000 in year 2000. Yeah, but if half the amount of people are getting married than were in 2000, then that's actually higher. Whoa, we're not going to tell you that. Oh, yeah, we're going to misrepresent the numbers as much as we possibly can. It shouldn't be too surprising, therefore, that the divorce rate among young adults has seen the sharpest drop. This is nonsense. It's not sharp drop. Less people are getting married. That's all. This is... oh, my God. Oh, things are better now because there's less divorces. Even though the only reason there's less divorces is because less people are getting married in the first place. Well, doesn't that mean the situation is actually worse? No, because we're all diehard feminists, and deep down, not really that deep down, in fact, right on the fucking surface, we're very transparent about our beliefs. We believe that marriage is evil, that it's enslavement, that it's oppressive to women, so, whoa, that's a good thing. This is the group that is least likely to marry, and those who do seem to be doing a better job of going into a marriage that has a good chance of succeeding. No, they have less of a chance of succeeding. The average marriage in the West is still 8.7 years, yo. Maybe one day I'll be one of those lucky ones in a successful marriage. Oh, it's lucky now to be in a successful marriage. A boy can hope, can't he? Well, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen, pal. So sorry, Charlie, but thanks to feminism, women are more than ever choosing dudes based on the wrong criteria. And by the time they get to an age where they are ready and willing to settle down, it's not because they want to find somebody to settle down with and have kids. It's because they've run out of options. If they could continue to ride the cock carousel into their 60s, if they could continue to get male attention and adoration and be pedestalized by men until they were 80 years old, they would do it. There's nothing genuine and authentic about the majority of Western women's want and supposed need to have children and a husband and a stable, committed family life. It's all about them running out of options, which is the 100% wrong reason to get married in the first place, which is why marriages do not last. So you're going to need a lot more than hope and luck, pal. You're going to need a fucking time machine. And those don't exist. Anyway, there you go. There you go. More bullshit propaganda from CNN trying to put a positive spin on the lack of committed relationships and marriages in America. So let me know what you think of the comment section. Is it a good thing that less people than ever are getting married because less people are getting divorced? Because less people are getting married? Or is this a really, really bad thing? And does this signal the end of the Western world? Does this mean that the Western world is nothing more than a sinking ship? Is it the Titanic with just the stern sticking up out of the fucking water and you're hanging on as that fucking thing sinks and you're just seconds away from being sucked under the surface? Let me know in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And let me know what you think.